I feel like the Media Education Lab is a really special space for people who are passionate about media literacy to explore ways of engaging other people in media literacy, like in a wide variety of formats.
Welcome to the Media Ed Podcast, celebrating the 20th anniversary of the Media Education Lab. I'm your host, Executive Director of the Lab, Yonti Friesen. In this podcast, I talk with lab members and colleagues about their experiences with the lab. Today, I'm thrilled to share my conversation with Sherry Hope Culver, Director of the Center for Media and Information Literacy and Professor at Temple University. When I spoke to Sherry 3 years ago, I asked her to reflect on her history of working with Rene Hobbs and the Media Education Lab. How would you define the Media Education Lab?
I think one of the things that was intriguing to me about the lab from the beginning is that the definition was fluid in a sense. Like, it depended on the people that were around the table. I feel like Renee's original goal was to create this is why I think she called it a lab, like, was to create a space where there would be experimentation and innovation and conversation around it. And it wouldn't just be clear from the beginning of, we're going to do this, but rather it would have an evolutionary, organic sort of flow to it, but all grounded in this idea of more people need to understand what media literacy is and how do we best do that.
Okay, cool. So now a little bit history. So you told me 2006, but can you kind of tell, like, how did you start working with it when you came to, like, the whole, like, what's the story?
What's the story? I love this story because it's so Renee and it was so unexpected. I mean, I was the general manager of a public television station. I was making a change in my career. And I sent an email to the immediate world that said, I'm interested in media literacy, media and children, and media management. If you hear of anything, let me know. And Renee was the first person who wrote back to me. I had met Renee a few years before that when she was first brought to Temple, when she first came to Temple, and I was on the board of visitors. And the dean sent an email to the people serving on the board of visitors that said, we've hired some new faculty. This one. And Renee was one of them. And I had been doing all this research on media literacy, and her name kept coming up. So I wrote back to the dean and said, well, congratulations. That's really quite a coup that you got Renee Hobbs to come down. And she said, do you want to meet her? I was like, yes, I would love to meet her. So she brokered this meeting between us. I always tell the story as it was love at first sight. Like, I feel like I sat at this table. She was across the table. I see this in my head. She was across the table and we started talking, and it was just clear very quickly that, you know, I knew she had done research in media literacy and she was a leading scholar, but to hear her passion around it, and I felt very strongly about it. We just connected very quickly, but I didn't think I was ever going to be teaching. We just became friends. I was actually pursuing a master's at the time. She gave me some advice on that. So when I sent this email out and she wrote back, she said, I just got a grant to do a project with preteen girls and on media literacy online, create a game site. And it sounds like this is something you might be interested in. I was like, this is exactly what I'm interested in. It's girls, so it's young children, you know, it's children, it's media literacy, and it's online, right? And I really was, that was when sort of activities and streaming wasn't even happening yet, but just doing activities online was really just starting to take off. And I knew that as someone who had spent my career in television, clearly things were moving online. I wanted to do more work online. So I was like, this is a great idea. I would love to come work on this project with you. Yes. Little did I know that she had probably a vision in her head of, like, you'll come to Temple and you'll teach and you'll be part of it. I didn't know that. I was like, you know, I'm trying to make change in my life and this looks like an interesting project. And I came to Temple over the next few weeks. I came into Temple. I was a guest speaker a couple times. Renee and I had many conversations about this project and about the lab. you know, it was early days of the lab at that point and really what she was thinking of. Kelly Mendoza was had just come on and Jiwan had just come on. And so I was meeting them. And this idea of having like this small group of people who all cared about media literacy. I cared about media literacy so much and I knew no one else who cared. I just like a passion that sat on the side for me. And the idea that I could actually be working with other people who cared about this, like, this is amazing. And this project was going to be with girls in media literacy. I was like, this is dream job. So I really wanted to work on it. And then the dean actually called me in a couple weeks into us talking about this project and what it was going to be. The dean called me into her office and offered me a full-time job to come to Temple and teach. And I was in a panic because I did not want to teach at all. I really was like all about the media education lab and media literacy. And I would have completely, and I was finishing my master's at the time. So I was writing my thesis at the time. And I really wanted to focus on that. But they were stuck for somebody to teach this course. And I said, well, why don't I just teach that course as an adjunct? I'll work on this project with Renee. I'll finish my thesis. I'll teach as an adjunct. She said, well, that would be great. I think this was like August and the semester was going to start in a couple of weeks. I said, okay. So Renee and I start working on the project and I go to teach my first ever college class. And I remember walking out. I mean, this is not as much about the lab as much as about teaching, but I walked out of that first night class teaching and the class was over and the students were leaving. And I was like, oh, I really like that. That was really good. I think I might want to do this actually. And over the, so we were, you know, my life at that time became come to Temple, sit in the media education lab, work with Renee on this project that later became My Pop Studio, and once a week teach this class. And Renee was an incredible, as I'm sure many people have stories, an incredible mentor, and really, you know, coached me through teaching, which I was not where my experience was. I had been a producer and, you know, running a media company. And so we talked a lot about what it means to teach in between developing this project. And really, I think Kelly, Jiwan, myself, and Renee, like the four of us spent a lot of time together developing this and hiring the company that was doing all of the coding and the creative development side of it. And so that introduced me to, you know, I always feel like I was very, very fortunate to have a vision of what it meant to be a scholar in a way that I would not have had if I had just been teaching. Like watching Renee and being a part of those early days where, you know, we were developing a project and she was teaching and there was, right, you know, she was writing and presenting and there was a research base to this project as well. All of that coming together just gave me a very different view of what academic life could be like. And I loved it. And I loved working in the lab. I loved working on that project. You know, it is definitely one of the best projects I ever worked on. I loved the end result of it and the research part of it and working with that group of people as a team. It was really special.
So great. So, you know, as former NAMLE president, like with your international like understanding, where do you personally and professionally position the Media Education Lab? What is the significance of it?
It's hard to separate the Media Education Lab and my positive feeling about it from Renee. You know, I think that at the foundation of the lab contains many of the things that I think Renee foundationally feels are important. An openness to learning, an openness to sharing sort of the spotlight and sharing the goals of other people who are involved in the lab and their interests, being fluid and willing to be flexible and change over the years with what the field calls for, what is really needed. That in itself is unusual in a lot of ways. You know, it has adapted and changed over time. So I feel you know, even now when I'm not directly involved with the lab, I know that information I get from the Media Education Lab and projects that I see are happening in Media Education Lab are going to touch on the most pressing topics of the media literacy field at this time. I know that will be true there. I know that the people that are involved in the lab are people that are interested in exploring those sort of pressing issues of our time about media literacy, where it's done, how it's done, who it serves, what are the new places that media literacy either is needed or is being discussed. I think that's a pretty unique approach, especially in academia. And that, so even as somebody not involved, like when I get the emails or I hear about a project that's happening, whether or not I can directly attend or write people that, I know it's going to be a worthwhile conversation with interesting people with different perspectives. That's pretty powerful. That's pretty powerful. And I think that's the reputation it has. And I think that the people that have come in to work on projects or really at a foundational level with the lab day to day have carried that torch very strongly. I would have said your name, but I was like, I probably shouldn't mention you by name, although I do feel that's true for you.
Thank you.
I think the work that everybody's doing is great. So,
sounds good. That's it for today's episode. I want to give thanks to my guest, Sherry Hope Culver, for sharing her thoughts and for her valuable contribution to media literacy education. Please join us for the next episode of the Media Ed Podcast as we continue to celebrate the work of the Media Education Lab and envision its future. Our soundtrack is Vera's Song, composed and produced by Victor Lundberg. I'm your host, Yonti Friesen. Until next time, use your media literacy power thoughtfully, kindly, and wisely.